Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reshow, hanging out at the Keys Studios Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck Rose gets first quest. A little Chaka Khan to get us started here. We're all going through the fire, right? Braves up 4-1 in the bottom of the ninth. So if they win tonight, obviously they clinch the division. We still worried about the division? We still?
No.
Okay. All right. So anyway, what's coming up at the top of the hour? You're coming up at the top of the hour, right? Okay.
Yes.
By the way, join me Friday. So I'll be at Tower Beer, Wine, and Spirits in Doraville, right there on Buford Highway, like by Oak Cliff Road and all that. I know exactly where that place is. Come hang out, 4 to 6. We got Atlanta United tickets that we're going to give away. We've got a jersey that we're going to give away as well. So come hang out with me from 4 to 6 in Doraville, Tower Beer, Wine, and Spirits. Look, come on by. Get your supplies for the weekend, on Friday. Hang out with us for a little bit. And, maybe you can win some tickets to Atlanta United to see Messi play and all that, assuming that he plays and all that good stuff. So, anyway, come on by. And 4 to 6 will be there, large and in charge. All right. Dukes and Bell earlier today had Arthur Smith on it. They were broadcasting from Flowery Branch up there. And you know how we do it. So the Braves do win the division. All right, so we're just kind of watching this. So Braves win 4-1. Are we still worried about the NL East, about the division?
No.
Okay, all right. So just want to be sure. Braves win. They clinch the NL East. Now it's, on to the playoffs. Like I said, I think the Braves are going to have some guys that are going to sit out over the weekend. They'll get a much-deserved day off tomorrow. They'll kind of celebrate tonight. They'll get a day off, and then they'll head down to Miami. That's a nice plane ride, going down to Miami for the weekend, and then they'll be back here come first part of next week against Philadelphia. So is Philly going to make a run for the division or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right. Just want to be sure. How about the Mutts? They making a run at the division?
Definitely not.
Okay. All right. Just want to be sure. So, okay. So Arthur Smith was on with Dukes and Bell earlier today, and we'll play some clips and react to what he had to say. So Here's the coach talking about his strategy on improving the defense.
Yeah, I mean, that was the, you know, that's the thing strategy-wise when we were building this thing in the offseason about, you know, where we're going to allocate resources to. You know, we invested in some young offensive players in the draft capital, and then, you know, we really wanted to get depth up front and then, you know, impact players. And that's the thing, you know, sometimes people don't understand the ebbs and flows of the trends in the league and where this game's headed right now and how important those safeties are. And it's, you know, it's a little bit different than the Steve Atwaters and the Ronnie Lotts. And then, you know, the way people are playing really a lot of first, second down in the league right now.
Well, look, the only thing we don't have impact in yet is that fire breather coming off the edge. That's the one thing we don't have impact in yet. And look, you're not always going to play rookie quarterbacks making their first ever start. So competition is going to amp up. It's going to ramp up. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, look, this will be a good test this weekend. I think the Falcons win at home. I think they handle their business. I think they make Jordan Love's life miserable. I think they get after him in this game. But we'll see. I mean, you know, again, and I think they play controlled on offense. Like, I think they don't allow Green Bay to get a lot of possessions and run up and down the field. And look, Green Bay was outstanding, you know, on Sunday, but you have to calm that down a little bit. All right, here's Arthur talking about Troy Anderson's injury.
Yeah, I mean, it was something that came up on Tuesday. And so, look, I mean, if we're going to be accused of anything, we're going to be overly cautious. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a long season ahead. Troy's got a long career. Again, he may clear, may not, but that's why you build depth, right. And that's what it is. I mean, no different than last week. I thought Hughes had a good week, but just maybe one more week, just again on the game plan where we thought it was, and you take a calculated risk, and, you know, obviously those guys made it right, you know.
Well, look, Tay Davis, Nate Landman, you know, Landman had a nice preseason. You know, we talked about him a couple of times in the preseason. I thought he did some nice things, and look, that's where you find out about some of those guys, right? You know, again, I know that they don't have a lot of experience and they haven't played a whole bunch and all this, that, and the other, but you want to get those guys some work in the preseason to help them get comfortable. And look, again, Troy Anderson has been a guy that, you know, again, we needed to see more of this year. And to Arthur's point, it is a long season. This is a temporary setback. This is nothing long-term or anything like that. I don't risk it if I'm the Falcons. I mean, again, he may clear the protocols and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. But I'm not risking it. I'm going to be on the side of caution and not push him, you know, into this thing. I mean, again, you don't want to get into that kind of situation, and you don't want to push a guy. You know, again, he may tell you he's okay, but you have to err on the side of caution with it. All right, here's Arthur talking about the touches for players and what the game strategy is.
You have your plan, and then you have your contingency plans, and I think that's part of the strategy too. It's like we want to be more balanced, and I know people are probably rolling their eyes with the way the game went, but like we do. So we came out passing, and it didn't go well, and then the way the game went, we knew, like, again, you make those decisions. Like, we weren't going to get greedy when we knew we were up, and we called the shot when we had to, but that was a lot of the strategy. The way the game was going, felt we were controlling the lines of scrimmage. And just watching what the way it was flowing, and we were hitting explosives in the run game, and then but we still needed to. I mean, you can't be 3 yards in a cloud of dust. So you got to pick it up. Matt Collins made a great play, and then we launched one to Kyle. I mean, that was the difference, right? There's 5 minutes, some change.
Well, look, Arthur talked about the idea that their strategy did change because of Brian Burns and what that defense was able to do, and I do think that they were going to play a little bit more balanced. Look, we did see them come out and try to throw the football, right? But when you get into the game, you know, if you can't be successful at it, or if your quarterback's getting pounded on, and we'll see what this defense for the Packers looks like, because, again, they did get 4 sacks on Justin Fields, but I'm telling you, Justin Fields runs himself into a whole bunch of sacks. He did that against the Falcons. He runs himself into a whole bunch of sacks. And he ain't going to play very long if he's going to keep getting pounded on and run himself into a whole bunch of sacks. Like, that's not a recipe for success. But that aside, look, they had to change up what they were going to do. And they had to run it to the guys behind, you know, again, that right-hand side of the offensive line. You know, we talked about these passing grades and run blocking grades. They ran block well. They didn't pass block very well. And when that happens and you start getting your quarterback hit, you got to change up your strategy. Do I think they wanted to be more balanced? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do I think that they were, you know, going to get the football to Kyle Pitts and Drake London? Absolutely. And Desmond Ridder talked about it. I saw some quotes from Desmond Ridder talking about this idea that, look, you know, again, when you get into the game flow and everything, and sometimes you have to change what you want to do, yeah, it's not a matter of we're trying to avoid, but you can't force the football to Drake London and Kyle Pitts. You can't force plays to happen because you want them to happen. So, again, I thought Ridder played well for what they asked him to do, and the fact is that they did not turn the football over. And instead of getting greedy, they knew what they could do. And look, when they had to make plays in the passing game, they made plays in the passing game. Matt Collins made a big catch. Obviously, that Pitts catch was huge. They made plays when they had to in the passing game. Obviously, Bijan Robinson's touchdown was in the passing game. So when they had to make plays, they still made plays. Wasn't a ton of them, but they still made plays in it. Here's Arthur on ongoing example of why adjusted pass game.
Again, great plan. You got right to your first read, and I mean, it's wide open, and you go to throw it. And he got around the edge quick. We were sliding to him, and he made a play. Ball popped out. So that was, the first third down. And so it did, and I'll give Burns credit. But, again, as you adjust, and we made the adjustment to where we wanted to go, and, again, we get in the two-minute drive. Mm-hmm. We pick up a good first down. You got timeouts. To sit there and try to, launch it down the middle again and let them get greased up to go back, mm-hmm. That's the decision you make, and you live with it.
Well, look, they didn't run block well, they didn't pass block well. You know, that was a problem. Their running backs didn't pick up pass blocking very well. So, again, when you've got a guy, and look, that's the thing about having a fire breather coming off the edge, right? Carolina shouldn't have been in that game as long as what they were, but they were. They were in that game a lot longer than what they probably should have been. That's not a very good – I'm telling you, that's not a very good football team. They don't have a lot of skill position people. You know, their best wide receiver was out too, DJ Chark, right? So, again, they have a rookie quarterback making his first start. No first overall quarterback pick has won his first start in the NFL in 21 years. And that trend's going to carry into next year as well. So, again, they had to change up what they had to do to be able to be efficient on offense. All right, here's Arthur talking about seeing the Packers play in week one.
They played smart, and they made the plays when the time was there. And that's what you saw. And you saw a player that's comfortable. Again, Matt and him have been together. They got a good roster, and it'll be a fun Sunday.
I think it's a very intriguing game. Packers are feeling really good about themselves. Jordan Love's got to be feeling really good about himself. A lot of doubters, a lot of haters, okay? I'm probably in that category as well. I'm a doubter of Jordan Love and what his abilities are. But if they believe, then they believe. And we'll see what happens. I mean, this is, again, it's not going to decide the fate of the NFL, but this is a very intriguing matchup. And you want to be 2-0, and you want to win your home games, and you want to win your conference games too. So you can avoid all those tiebreakers and all that kind of stuff. But if you do get into some of your tiebreakers, then you've got the ability to, conference wins, home record, and all this kind of, especially the conference wins. I mean, that's your big tiebreaker when you're talking about playoff seedings and stuff like that. All right, here's Arthur talking about Drake London not being concerned with the targets.
You know, the problem was we didn't have a lot of penalties. We did a lot of things to ourselves. I mean, Carolina's a good defense. Give them credit, and I'm not taking anything away from them. but we can't have some self-inflicted wounds. Some of it's post-snap, and we all got to do a better job. It's going to start with me. Nobody's worried about Drake London. And go look at the film last season. Again, everybody wants to live in the prisoner of the moment. Mm-hmm. The ultimate goal is to win. And when you have the right guys and they understand that and there's trust built back and forth, they know that we're not just sitting here as a hollow politician blowing smoke, you know, trying to give you a coach speak. They know what goes on behind the scenes.
Look, I'm with Coach on this. I don't care about targets or reception. That let the fantasy folks worry about that kind of nonsense. Let the fantasy people worry about that. I'm worried about wins. I don't care if we win 2-3. I'm just worried about winning football games. And I'll worry about, you know, you can worry about fantasy stats and all that stuff. I ain't worried about all that. As long as we win, it's all good. All right, when we get back, it will be time for That's Life. The VMAs were last night. One person cleaned up in particular, plus our top 10 as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 99 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show. 9:22 live in the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. All right, Day-Day. Saw this card up for auction. 1968 Kellogg's, Tops, Have you ever seen these 3D cards, like the old Kellogg's baseball cards that used to be in boxes of cereal and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Topps in 68 put out 3D cards before the technology really was kind of in vogue. There's a Roberto Clemente 1968 3D Topps card that's up for auction right now. It's only got a grade of 7, but right now it's currently bid at $14,500. Like, where do these people get all of their money from? Man, oh man, oh man. Like, it's just crazy. Now, Day-Day, you may like this one, okay? So there is a guy who has been a movie prop creator, okay?
I think I know which one you're going to tell me about.
His name is... Oh, gosh, where can I see his name? Greg, is it J-E-I-N? Greg Jen?
Mm-hmm.
So he has helped create props for some of the most famous movies in history. Specifically like Star Wars, the original Star Wars, right?
I know exactly which one. Yep.
Okay. So he's selling off a whole bunch of his collection of stuff that he's accumulated. And it's fascinating. If you go online, you can look at the catalog of stuff that's available. The X-Wing fighter from Star Wars, okay?
Yeah, that was used as a model. Yep, I saw that.
So it's a 1/24th scale model. Do you know what the starting price is going to be for that thing?
No, I didn't. I didn't actually read it.
$400,000.
So it might hit $1 million. How much longer does it have?
It's not started yet with the auction. All of this stuff is just it's going to be coming up for auction very soon here. There's 550 items from his collection. They say from, you remember Uhura in Star Trek?
Yeah.
Her knee-high boots, hairpiece from Leonard or from Captain Kirk, William Shatner, X-wing fighters, Charlton Heston's flight suit from Planet of the Apes is going to be available. 2001 Space Odyssey. With some of the different props and different things with it. Lost in Space items from the 60s TV show. A ruined spacecraft from the movie Starship Troopers that was a miniature prop. There's some fascinating stuff that's going to be in here. But they said that X-Wing fighter is going to start at $400,000.
Yeah, I got the notification. Like, it popped up on my phone as one of the, like, top news stories or whatever, and I didn't get a chance to read it, but I saw that it was being auctioned off, and I was like, man. I didn't even want to read it because it's like, I know I don't have that kind of money.
I mean, he's got Batman stuff from the TV show. It's crazy all the stuff that this guy has accumulated and helped create. It's just a miniature prop of a double-decker bus from the Laurel and Hardy comedy, The Dancing Masters from 1943. It's just crazy. I mean, just when you look at this stuff that he's got, I don't know how he accumulated all this stuff, and obviously some of this is stuff that he's helped create, but it's just crazy all the stuff that and I'm looking at some of these items that are up, stuff from Lost in Space, again the X-Wing fighters and stuff like that. Trying to see what some of the other, because they have the whole catalog that's in here, and I can't get through all of the catalog is 400 468 pages, by the way, Day-Day.
Wow.
468 pages.
That's crazy.
Of the catalog. I'm trying to just see. Planet of the Apes stuff. Just all kinds of stuff. Rifles from the man from Uncle. The TV show. Submarines that were used in the Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea movie. Yeah, there's all kind. It's just crazy how many props that he's got in this collection. And this stuff was, I mean, this stuff's got to be as rare as could be. It's got to be as rare as could be. So, anyway. Did you see any of the VMAs last night?
No, I was with you.
I guess Taylor Swift cleaned up at the VMAs.
Did she? Yeah, I know they said she won the first one,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, she won Album of the Year. She won Song of the Year and all that kind of stuff. Do they do videos, I mean, by and large, anymore? I know MTV only does that one show, Ridiculousness.
Yeah, I don't know if, you know, because, man, I'll be honest with you. I probably haven't watched a video and video show and all that stuff probably since, man, early 2000, early to mid-2000s. It's probably, like, the last time I actually sat and watched music videos. I couldn't tell you the last time I saw one.
Yeah, I know Taylor Swift cleaned up at the VMAs. Doja Cat won some awards, too. I think SZA won some awards, you know, as well. But Taylor Swift was the big winner from last
night. Did you see where all of the members of NSYNC, they actually presented her with the first award,
yes.
Justin Timberlake and everybody.
So supposedly they're going to announce their tour.
NSYNC and Taylor?
No.
Oh,
no,
just NSYNC. Oh, I was about to say.
Yeah, they're supposedly about to announce their tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That they're going to announce that here soon. So, again, why not? I mean, you know, everybody gets back together, right?
Yeah,
so.
I mean, that's where the money's at on the road.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, I saw Equalizer 3 over the
weekend. You did see it. How was it? Did you like it?
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Nice.
Again, it's quick, it's easy, it's, you know, not hard to figure out. It's Denzel Washington just doing what he does best. Just what was really cool is obviously, you know, the reunion.
Him and Dakota.
Yes, yeah. Dakota Fanning. I mean, so and the tie-in that they do with it that you don't realize until the end is kind of fun as well. So it's a fun tie-in at the end of the movie with who she is and all that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, I mean, Denzel's on his game. Like he's. He's awesome, you know, in that movie. So
okay.
Yeah, he does some great stuff in it. So it's just fun. It's not complicated, but worth seeing. Look, I spent like $26 to go see it, you know, an IMAX or whatever like that. So I'm a fan. When I go to a movie, I do it.
You do it right.
Yep, I do it upright. All right, today is National Bald is Beautiful Day. So with that, tonight's top 10 list. Your top 10 favorite bald guys of all time. Day-Day, the floor is yours.
All right. So I've got the great, the guy, the GOAT, Michael Jordan, of course, on there. Patrick Stewart. Love him as Professor X. I really think he's, you know, great at that role.
Did you like him in Star Trek?
Star Trek? As Picard. He was cool. He was cool. He wasn't terrible. But I liked him better as Professor X.
Are you a Star Trek fan?
I'm more of a Star Wars fan. Now, okay. I did like Star Trek Motion Picture, Wrath of Khan, and Search for Spock. I did like those three. Mm-hmm. After that, where they were dealing with the whales and all that, and they were in San Francisco. And
well, that's Search for Spock, isn't it?
No, Search for Spock was the one with... Search for Spock was...
That was like when they were in San Francisco.
No, that was the San Francisco one had to deal with where the ship landed in the water and something with some whales. Search for Spock was the one where the Klingons, they were still dealing with Klingons.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, Wrath of Khan, obviously,
Wrath of Khan was great.
Yeah, and then...
The first one was pretty good, too.
Yeah, and I did like the Chris Pine versions as well. I wasn't mad at those. Yeah. So I got The Rock on here. Ed Harris. I think my favorite Ed Harris role is probably that rogue general or whatever he was in the movie The Rock. Which I know you don't like that movie, but...
No, but his best role is... His absolute best role is Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Okay. Yeah,
He has more F-bombs than any actor in the movie. What he's like He's like, what are you, Bishop Sankey, friend of the working man? He's
a great actor, though.
He is fabulous in that. God dang, that whole movie is so good.
Yeah.
You've never seen Glengarry Glen Ross, have you?
No, I haven't.
You gotta listen. Okay. That movie's about an hour and a half. It's based on a play, based on a best-selling play, Broadway play. You gotta watch that movie. Glengarry Glen Ross. It's a quick movie. It doesn't last. I mean, it's like maybe an hour and a half at most.
Okay.
I mean, it's in, it's out, but it is so well acted. It is so good. That cast is so good.
All right, I'll check it out. I got George Foreman on here. I actually got a chance to meet him when I was younger. He came to our church.
Oh, okay.
He was friends with our pastor's son, so that was really cool. Common, the rapper Common. I do have Vin Diesel on here because, again, I liked him in Boiler Room. I mean, he's got movies that I like, you know. Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay.
Andre Agassi and Isaac Hayes.
Oh, nice. Yes. Old Isaac Hayes. All right. I've got I went old school. I love Telly Savalas.
Okay. Kojak.
Kojak.
I almost put him on here. Yeah.
He was also the first guy to play Blofeld in the James Bond movies.
Okay.
He was in Her Majesty's Secret Service. He was the first guy that played Blofeld. I am a huge fan of Stanley Tucci. You know who he is?
He's director?
Oh, he's an actor. He's been in everything.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite roles is...
Oh, I know who he is. He's kind of like Italian-looking guy.
My favorite chick flick of all time is The Devil Wears Prada.
Okay, yeah,
And he's the fashion designer.
Yep.
Yes, he works for Miranda, who is, what's her name? Meryl Streep. Yeah, he's the designer for... That's my favorite chick flick of all time. And Stanley Tucci's fantastic in that. He's been in all kinds of different movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Sir Charles. Love Charles Barkley.
Oh, Chuck.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Chuck Barkley. Mike Tyson.
Okay.
As well.
Yeah.
And Mike Tyson with one of the great comeback careers of all time. I had Michael on my list as well.
Mm-hmm.
The great Paul Schaefer, who was the band leader for a while for Saturday Night Live, and then he was David Letterman's band leader for all those decades. Barry Bonds.
Okay, that's a good one. Yep.
The Rock.
Yep.
Phil Collins, and probably my favorite bald guy, Bruce Willis.
Okay.
And it's funny because Bruce Willis, when he was in... Moonlighting had all the hair and everything, and then became a bald guy. I love Moonlighting, by the way, too. I'm a big fan of that.
You said you got Phil Collins. Did you read where something about he's sick now? Did you see that?
Oh, he's been sick for
a
while.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah.
They were touring for a while, and then he's been sick, and
unfortunate,
I don't know if he's long for it or not, but we'll see what happens out there. So, anyway, that's our list. When we come back, we'll get into some more nonsense as we head toward the top of the hour. And Day Day coming up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio Net to the Game, Odyssey.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. head to the top of the hour. We're going to hand it off to Day-Day after we are done. Yes, I did forget Steve Austin, my favorite wrestler of all time.
Oh, yeah. Shame on you.
Yeah. I'm got so many things going on over here. My brain just...
It's a lot of great bald heads out there.
Mm-hmm. 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 Speaking of bald, watching the Braves here as celebration for winning the... Are we still worried about the division? We still worried about all that?
Nah, I think we're good.
Okay. All right. Did remember when we said it was over, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, 3 months ago?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. Was it over or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Did anybody really make a run at it?
Yeah. Nope, not at all.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure. So, what do you got coming up tonight on the show?
Oh, man, looking forward to another great show. Going to, of course, recap the week that, of events that I hit up last week, some football, some volleyball, and then going to hear from Lovett Lions Volleyball's Emma Duffield. She's a UGA commit. I've got a chance to watch her a couple of seasons now. Mm-hmm. And then also Kendall Frost, pitcher for the Pope Greyhounds. They're having a great season, and she's an East Carolina commit. She just became the team's, the program's all-time wins leader. And then head coach Robert Byrd, South Cobb Eagles flag football. He's also a soccer coach there, but they're gearing up. Flag football get kicked off here a few more weeks, really. And they'll run right up until the way they do it is they start, and then their championships will be the same weekend as the football. So the girls will actually get to play in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Do your kids have next week off? My daughter has next week off.
For school, no. Their week is the – is that next week? The 23rd? No, they're the 20 whatever.
My daughter's been in school. This is her seventh week that she's been in school.
Yeah.
7 weeks that she's been in school already.
Yeah.
Like after next week, it'll have been 2 months that she's been
in school. It's crazy, right?
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, this year has gone by so fast. Like, my daughter and I have joked about just how quickly everything has progressed this year. You know, in a couple of days, I'll have been at my day job for 6 months.
Already? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, man, it has flown.
Yeah.
Doesn't even seem like it.
I know. I mean, it's crazy.
If you had said 3 months, I'd have been like, okay, yeah. Wow, yeah. 6 months?
Yeah, it was first part of spring. I mean, it's everything has gone so fast.
It really has.
And again, that's getting older too, but everything has just gone by so very quickly. I mean, in all honesty, it'll be the holidays before we know it.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be the, you know, holiday season and Thanksgiving and then the Christmas and all that. I mean, it'll just go by in a blink of an eye.
Yeah. I mean, same thing, like even with the high school football, it's just like, wow, we're already like week five. Like,
yeah.
They only play, you know, 10 to 12 regular season games before the playoffs.
Where are you headed?
This week I'm actually going to head over to East Point. Tri-Cities is playing Villa Rica, and Tri-Cities is off to a pretty good start. 2-1 right now, looking to go 3-1. You know, it's a program trying to turn things around. New head coach. He's a very familiar coach, longtime coach in here in Georgia in the Metro, Coach Hackney. But his first year over there, he's turning the program around already.
I'll be at Woodstock and River Ridge tomorrow.
River Ridge tomorrow? Yeah. Okay, yeah, because you said they're playing tomorrow.
Yep, they're playing tomorrow night, so I got to take my daughter there.
And that is the varsity game, right?
Yes, it is.
A lot of Thursday games because, again, a lot of shortage on officials.
What's the deal with that?
Officiating is, and it's not just football. It's kind of all sports.
Are people just getting tired of being officials and the abuse and everything like that?
I think it's
like
a combination of that and, because my dad is an official in North Carolina. He used to be one in California before he retired out there and moved this way. But, it's a combination of things. But one of the big factors is, you know, just kind of what you have to deal with, you know?
Yeah, I mean, parents are not easy to deal with.
No. You expect it from coaches. You know, getting riled up because you made some bad, they perceived you made a bad call, whatever the case may be. But when you start having parents, you know, getting all involved,
especially at a young age, it's not limited to like high school and things like that. You know, you get youth sports that are
getting out of hand. Yeah,
hyper competitive. It's just crazy. I mean, so I can understand. I mean, again, and there's no pay, and I mean, it's not. You're not getting money.
See no real money until, like, you know, unless you're one of the ones that you kind of consistently get to do state championship games, and then at that rate you got to be kind of involved in all sports, because if you're just a football ref, then you're only gonna get those higher checks during football, which you're talking about, you're not, 9 times out of 10 you're not gonna get a whole lot of games out of the championship weekend. You know what I mean? They're going to have different crews. So you're not talking about a whole lot of money until you get to college, and really you got to be D1.
Yeah. I mean, it's it's a situation where with the little pay and the abuse and just – I can understand. I mean, again,
and the time it takes to get – like, my dad started officiating. When we were in California, he started officiating. I want to say I was probably in the 7th or 8th grade, and he didn't get into college until, like, literally after I graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. Like, the time it takes to get to that level.
Yeah, to get to that level.
Some people just don't,
Got to pay your dues.
Yeah.
sorry, I'm coughing here. One other thing I wanted to bring up real quick before we get out of here. You see Becky Lynch won the NXT Women's Championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are making a concerted push to build up that NXT show. And actually, their ratings have gone up drastically. Like, in all honesty, their ratings are not that far from Wednesday Night Dynamite for AEW.
Right.
I mean, they have made a big push. They've had Rhea Ripley and Dom. Dom's got the North American title. Becky's now got the NXT Women's Championship. Obviously, Bron Breakker, he's a star in the making. But they've put a lot of their main roster talent on NXT to build that show up and get it back to, again, when NXT first started, it was a great brand because, again, it was – yes, it was the minor leagues, I guess, if you will, but there was so much star power, and it was cool seeing people that weren't ready for the main roster.
Right.
Now that gimmick has kind of played itself out, so you've got to start bringing some people around that have some star power, right? Like, there's only so long you can go without star power, and that's the problem that – and look, WWE's got a problem – on their main roster, they don't have enough star power as it is. They've got very few people that are really stars. They're lucky that LA Knight has gotten to the point where
he's gotten his little, him. Anyway. I mean, you got what between him?
Roman's not still on very often.
No,
I mean,
he's
that's
not
the
on
problem
enough,
is that he's not an every week guy. So you don't see Roman Reigns very often.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of part of behind – some part of me was thinking that that's kind of part of behind the whole Bloodline riff now, because it's really the only way to kind of keep something tied to that,
And obviously Brock is not very – not a full-time guy or anything.
No, so. I mean, he's already on his break. Cody sent him, but, he went on his break after he put Cody over. Yeah.
We'll see if he comes back for Survivor Series or not, but anyway. All right, we got to wrap things up with a Love TKO up next. Chuck Rennie Key Studios, Sports Written After the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Head to the top of the hour. We're going to hand it off to Day-Day after we are done. Yes, I did forget Steve Austin, my favorite wrestler of all time.
Oh, yeah. Shame on you.
Yeah. I'm got so many things going on over here. My brain just...
It's a lot of great bald heads out there.
Mm-hmm. 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 Speaking of bald, watching the Braves here as... celebration for winning the division. Are we still worried about the division? We still worried about all that?
Nah, I think we're good.
Okay. All right. Did remember when we said it was over, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, 3 months ago?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Was it over, or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Did anybody really make a run at it?
Yeah. Nope, not at all.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure, so. What do you got coming up tonight on the show?
Oh, man, looking forward to another great show. Going to, of course, recap the week that of events that I hit up last week, some football, some volleyball, and then going to hear from Lovett Lions Volleyball's Emma Duffield. She's a UGA commit. I've got a chance to watch her a couple of seasons now. Mm-hmm. And then also Kendall Frost, pitcher for the Pope Greyhounds. They're having a great season, and she's an East Carolina commit. She just became the team's, the program's all-time wins leader. And then head coach Robert Byrd, South Cobb Eagles flag football. He's also a soccer coach there, but they're gearing up. Flag football get kicked off here a few more weeks, really. And they'll run right up until the way they do it is they start, and then their championships will be the same weekend as the football. So the girls will actually get to play in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Do your kids have next week off? My daughter has next week
for school.
Off.
No, their week is the that next week the 23rd. No, they're the 20 whatever.
My daughter's been in school. This is her seventh week.
Yeah,
that she's been in school.
Yeah.
7 weeks that she's been in school already.
Yeah.
Like after next week, it'll have been 2 months.
Yep.
That she's been
It's crazy, right?
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, this year has gone by so fast. Like, my daughter and I have joked about just how quickly everything has progressed this year. You know, in a couple of days, I'll have been at my day job for 6 months.
Already? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, man. It has flown.
Yeah.
Doesn't even seem like it.
I know. I mean, it's crazy.
If you had said 3 months, I'd have been like, okay, yeah. Wow, yeah. 6 months?
Yeah, it was first part of spring. I mean, it's everything has gone so fast.
It really has.
And again, that's getting older too, but everything has just gone by so very quickly. I mean, in all honesty, it'll be the holidays before we know it.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be the, you know, holiday season and Thanksgiving and then the Christmas and all that. I mean, it'll just go by in a blink of an eye.
Yeah. I mean, same thing, like even with the high school football, it's just like, wow, we're already like week five. Like,
yeah.
They only play, you know, 10 to 12 regular season games before the playoffs.
Where are you headed?
This week I'm actually going to head over to East Point. Tri-Cities is playing Villarica. Tri-Cities is off to a pretty good start. 2-1 right now, looking to go 3-1. You know, it's a program trying to turn things around. New head coach. He's a very familiar coach, longtime coach in here in Georgia in the Metro, Coach Hackney. But his first year over there, he's turning the program around already.
I'll be at Woodstock and River Ridge tomorrow.
River Ridge tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because you said they're playing tomorrow.
Yep, they're playing tomorrow night, so I got to take my daughter there.
And that is the varsity game, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, a lot of Thursday games because, again, a lot of shortage on officials.
What's the deal with that?
Like, yeah, officiating is – and it's not just football. It's kind of all sports.
Are people just getting tired of being – officials and the abuse and everything like that?
I think it's
like
a combination of that and, yeah, you know, but I, you know, because my dad is an official in North Carolina. He used to be one in California before he retired out there and moved this way. But, you know, it's a combination of things. But one of the big factors is, you know, just kind of what you have to deal with, you know?
Yeah, I mean, parents are not easy to deal with.
No. You expect it from coaches. You know, getting riled up because you made some bad, they perceived you made a bad call, whatever the case may be. But when you start having parents, you know, getting all involved, like.
And especially at a young age, like it's not limited to like high school and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you get youth sports that are
getting out of hand. Yeah.
Hyper competitive.
It's
just crazy. I mean, so I can understand. I mean, again, and there's no pay. And I mean, it's not, you're not getting money.
See no real money until, like, you know, unless you're you know, one of the ones that you kind of consistently get to do state championship games, and then at that rate you got to be kind of involved in all sports, because if you're just a football ref, then you're only gonna, you know, get those higher checks during football, which, you know, you're talking about, you know, you're not, nine times out of ten you're not gonna get, you know, a whole lot of games out of the championship weekend. You know what I mean? They're going to have different crews. So you're not talking about a whole lot of money until you get to college, and really you got to be D1.
Yeah. I mean, it's a situation where with the little pay and the abuse and just, I can understand. I mean, again, you know.
And the time it takes to get, like, my dad started officiating. When we were in California, he started officiating. I want to say I was probably in the seventh or eighth grade, and he didn't get into college until, like, literally after I graduated from high school. Like, the time it takes to get to that level.
Yeah, to get to that level.
Some people just don't, you know.
Got to pay your dues.
Yeah.
sorry, I'm coughing here. One other thing I wanted to bring up real quick before we get out of here. You see Becky Lynch won the NXT Women's Championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are making a concerted push to build up that NXT show. And actually, their ratings have gone up drastically. Like, in all honesty, their ratings are not that far from Wednesday Night Dynamite for AEW.
Right.
I mean, they have made a big push. They've had Rhea Ripley and Dom. You know,
there,
Dom's got the North American title. Becky's now got the NXT Women's Championship. Obviously, Bron Breakker, he's a star in the making, but they've put a lot of their main roster talent on NXT to build that show up and get it back to, you know, again, when NXT first started, it was a great brand because, again, it was the minor leagues, I guess, if you will, but there was so much star power, and it was cool seeing people that weren't ready for the main roster.
Right.
Now that gimmick has kind of played itself out, so you've got to start bringing some people around that have some star power, right? Like, there's only so long you can go without star power, and that's the problem and look, WWE's got a problem on their main roster. They don't have enough star power as it is. They've got very few people that are really stars. They're lucky that LA Knight has gotten to the point where he's gotten his little. Yeah.
Yep. Him. Anyway. I mean, you got what between him.
Roman's not on very often.
He's not an every week guy.
So you don't see Roman Reigns very often.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of part of me was thinking that's kind of part of behind the whole Bloodline riff now, because it's really the only way to kind of keep
something tied to that,
you know.
And obviously Brock is not very, not a full-time guy or anything.
No. So. I mean, he's already on his break. Cody sent him, but, he went on his break after he put Cody over. Yeah.
We'll see if he comes back for Survivor Series or not, but anyway. All right, we got to wrap things up with a Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Keys Studios, Sports Written After the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.